the North Pole by way of southern Indiana, the town of Santa Claus, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, coordinators of the Midwestern Roots Family History and Genealogy Conference, August 19th and 20th, offering more than 30 sessions on a variety of genealogical topics. More information at indianahistory.org. Every December, when Tiny Tots send wish lists to Santa, the U.S. Postal Service directs those letters to a small town in Spencer County, deep in the southernmost part of the state. A 22-foot-high granite statue of Kris Kringle welcomes visitors to Santa Claus, Indiana. The community of German immigrants was started in 1846, but remained nameless for several years. Legend has it that the town was christened the night before Christmas, 1849, when a local figure impersonating Santa Claus crashed a town council meeting, goodie bag in tow. By the 1920s, Postmaster Jim Martin noticed that a steadily increasing number of letters to the man in the red suit were arriving at his post office. He teamed up with a neighboring postmaster and members of the local American Legion to answer the children's letters. Later, several entrepreneurs tried out the Santa Claus concept, building a candy-selling castle and a sleigh factory. But it was Evansville tycoon Louis J. Koch, father of nine, who on August 3, 1946, opened Santa Claus Land. Santa Claus Land was the country's first themed amusement park. Santa Claus Land became Holiday World in 1984, expanding its themes to 4th of July and Halloween. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.